Hey, this is California Basement, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. Oh my god, I was trying to turn the song on, and I was like, why isn't the song turning on? I was like, I was putting up the wrong aux. So, anyways, that's how long it's been since I've been here. But, yeah, I have... A lot of these songs are from previous shows I was gonna do, but then just didn't have time or energy to complete. It's just, you know, the way things go. But this weekend, it's Wednesday. Anyways, I have enough energy to come in here and do this, so that's like the whole point. And that was Small Town Pigeon by Macabre Plaza. Next, we have a song by Lamp that I'm gonna play for a little bit. And then we'll go into various lands of sound. So fun to be back, and enjoy.
since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go. Happiness lies in your own hand. It took me much too long to understand how it could be until you shared your
How's everyone's week? I'm really excited. This week's Hall weekend. I have a bunch of costumes prepared. Well, actually not prepared. I'm in the middle of making them, which is fine. But I'm going to be Ice Spice one night, which is going to be really funny. Everyone I've told is like really into the whole thing. It just came naturally because I didn't have any other ideas. And I just have the built-in hair, which she just loves to don. But yeah, I don't know. I am excited. What else am I excited for? Let's give me a kid from Hereditary. I don't know if she's spoiling all this. And then there's a Peanuts group costume on Thursday, and then there's like I'm also in a band group costume on Friday at Apple Jam, which is at 8. So you guys should totally come. I don't know. I totally thought like Saturday there was nothing happening, and then I just completely found out there's like a million DJ sets happening at the same time, and it makes you think men used to go to war, now they DJ. So just to keep that in mind, Fortunately. Anyways, this is It's Very Sunny by Hardly Ever Smile Without You. Wait, nope. Casino vs. Japan. My computer is actually glitching out. Anyways. So, like, how many people listening on our commutes right now? How many are driving from place to place? You know, I wonder this. You know, every blue moon when I do this show, I really do wonder. Like, are you going to work? School? Trader Joe's? Anyways.
Thank you.
just sent an email out and got hit with the auto respond. And my email was so not important that I don't think it'll ever get looked at. So that's how the beginning of my day's going. But yeah, it was really hard getting out of bed this morning for this. I honestly contemplated not doing it again. But it's so nice and rewarding when I'm just actually sitting here and just doing it. Even though like I wake up at 8 and then I get ready and then I get up at 8. I get out of bed at 8:15. I walk over at I rush over at 8:52. And I'm aiming to leave by 8:50. Then I get here and and we exchange the shows and it's fine and then I'm here and it's chill. But this next song really reminds me of, I might have to hear it to maybe it's I'm Blue, I have no idea, but which is actually really, wait, let's listen. Let's listen intently. Is it gonna shift? So this next song is Caramel by Conan Moccasin. Yeah, I think that was exactly what it was reminding me of. But this song is from a hot minute ago. Maybe. Nope, it's not. See, just everything on their thing just looks like it's from 40 million years ago. That's just their aesthetic. They remind me of a male Jessica Pratt in their profile photo. Anyways, this is Conan Moccasin, Caramel. Enjoy.
Oh my god, I'm a Lucy, this 20, how big vision, oh my god. I'm a Lucy, it's 20. How big is always changing? Comical, chemical, cynical, physical, communication, upside down, good morning, Joe. It's 20, it's always jumpy, shampoo, kangaroo, peekaboo, peekaboo, communication, great to know. Mama Kate, it's 20, she can't see anymore. Gracious, social, option, special, communication, always say. Oh my god, Mama Kate is 20. She can't see anymore. Gracious, social, option, special communication, always see. Hi, my Zimmy, he's 20. She can't see pineapple, yeah, lovely, lonely, heavenly, solely communication, oh my god.
Wait, I look, you didn't want to play the song yet. I was gonna end the song after that. Imagine I didn't. Imagine Goodnight and Go just wasn't playing. Yeah, anyways. That was Communication by Colt and Monica. I really like that song just because I think it's so funny because I have no idea what the actual lyrics are. I only know Communication. I was actually going to look that up, and then I went on my phone, and then I got distracted, which is... just how things go. Also, my Chrome, is anyone having issues with Chrome? Because because I looked it up and other people are actually having issues with it, like me. Oh wait, it totally is. Oh my god, it totally is. Okay, I totally was like, the lyrics sound like Good Morning Joe, like in the song, but I was like, wait, low-key it probably isn't, but it literally is Good Morning Joe. And I think it's so funny because I just, every time I listen to the song, I just think of, like, Joe Biden getting out of bed and listening to this cute little song, which is such a contrast, because he is the president. anyway, Joe Biden, it's Jover. Anyways, next, Good Night and Go, Imogen Heap. Actually, I just heard that this... I listened to some of this morning, and so it's a little bit ruined for me. So... But I can't play three Caroline Polachek songs on one radio show. That would be crazy. Because I have a song from Pang after that. Then I have her new song, Dang, second to last. Such a stupid little song. It just got released, like, last week. And I have, like, so many streams on it. I have, like... How many streams on it? I can look it up. I have... I have a lot, though. Regardless of what number comes up, I have been listening to that song a lot. And it's a little concerning. How many... I have 42 Scrabbles on it. It came out, like... Or 30... Well... Oh. Oh, it came out more than a week ago. Kind of. It came out, I think, last Wednesday. Like maybe midnight, so, like, because I remember I was at Observer when it came out, that was fire. It's such a stupid song, but it's so good. It's so, and she does this thing where, I'll just start playing the next song. She did this thing, what's it called? She was on Stephen Colbert, I'm pretty sure, and she had this just, like, really funny, like, postmodernist presentation where she was just, like, clicking through all these slides, and it's, like, oh, I need to find it. It makes, and she said she's currently selling them as merch right now for a very good cause, so I very much implore anyone to buy her merch. It's available for just, like, this week. Wait, let me look it up. It's like, how many wolves are inside you? Synesthesia is not real. Aesthetic evaluation of time. And it has, like, this, like, little thing from, like, low and twee to high and brutal, which I think is really funny. And then, it's a bunch of other stuff. I'll let Imogen, speak for herself. Sorry. Anyways, bye.
watch the curtains wide open.
And you fall in the same routine, flicking through the TV,
relaxed and reclining.
And you think you're alone.
Oh, why'd you have to be so cute? It's impossible to.
Be torture before it's a lie. Does that make it crazy? Cashing all of my courage before you're all mine. Does that make it crazy? Oh my god, I wanna know what it feels like to pull you close and tangle up with your real tight. The only thing separating you and me tonight, ah, is an ocean of tears. Oh my god, I wanna know what it feels like. Just an inch away from living a dream life. The only thing that's separating you and me tonight, ah, is an ocean of tears.
Hello. So much static came on when, I don't know, so much static. That was Ocean of Tears by Caroline Polachek. I love that song so much. I think, a lot of things happening. I really love that song. Every time I hear it, I turn the music all the way up so I can just feel the bass in my bones. It's so good. She's just, like, crazy good. And her latest album is just so... I don't know. I'm sure, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how words work. I don't really know. I really know how... what kind of position she is popularity-wise. And also, like, maybe she'll get new artists, low-key. But maybe. Guys? yeah, but... I mean, who knows? Literally, who knows? But this, her album was just so, so good. Came out of it. It just, like, it just feels like she left no stones unturned when she made the album, you know? Like, it's just, like, so, there's a, like, conciseness to it. Here's a quick PSA, numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I love the broad subject matters in these PSAs. Just some numbers to think about. Here's some Bjork to think about. Think about Iceland sometimes. Just think about it a little bit. And then think about it a little bit more. And then let it just ruminate. And then, yeah.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional. Landscapes, they pass on me. The riddle gets solved, and you push me up to this stage. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak. I feel emotional. Landscapes, they pass on me. A confused out, and you push me up to this state of emergency. How beautiful to be state of emergency is where I want to be. State of emergency.
the way she is so good at what she does. Yeah, Bjork is one of a kind, no doubt about it. I don't know, it's just like, because I don't know, people say, like, for instance, like, Caroline Polachek is the new Kate Bush, which I'm like, yeah, like, I get it very much, totally get it. But then also at the same time, it's like, and then you're looking for that, those kinds of comparisons with these, like, other musical talents, and you just slowly realize how rare it is to have something like that, and just her ability to bounce between pop and just and more, I wouldn't say that. I would say that she brings, I don't know, she's able to really find a balance, I feel, and also, like, explore music in a way that I feel like a lot of, like, other artists either don't do or, like, can't do without, like she has the support for it, so whatever. Anyways, like, I don't know, she just was able to get that good foundation and then skyrocket from there. But this is My Love, I Love by Bogdan Rakstinsky. Oh jeez, I'm sorry. And then next we have Machote by Arca, and I really love this next song. I've loved it for a hot minute, probably since like winter 2020. Please enjoy, and this is Machote. Thank you. After this, I'm gonna get my Kindle van. I'm so excited. I'm gonna get a coffee. Maybe not a sandwich. I don't know if there's enough on a breakfast swipe for that, actually. But I'm really excited. This is Happy by Yeji and Nourished by Time, but I don't love Nourished by Time. But then again, this album wasn't my favorite, but I also, I don't know, maybe I don't know anything because Pitchfork really loved it, and I think it's going to be electronic, whatever. But anyways, I'm going to let this play a little bit longer. The next is Dang, which I'm so excited for you guys to hear. Love Dang so much. Anyways. Back to it. The most gotta buy the coke and five and oh. You're falling in love with yourself. You're falling in love with yourself. You're falling in love with yourself and the ones around you. Yourself and the ones around you.
Dang. 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 Dang.
Pull up like a shipwreck in a purse. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Maybe it's forever, maybe it's just shampoo. Dang. Mary Poppins open up the purse like I do. Yeah, I do. Who's a pretty city kitty sipping on chartreuse? Dang. It's a shame, yeah, it's a shame I spilled the milk on the bed. It's my face, it's just a face, yeah, with the cheeks turning red.
Dang. Dang.
Thank you.
I need to turn my I need to turn like the flow thing off. Like the songs mix into each other, and then I catch it way too last minute. Anyways, because I was waiting for the at the end, dang, it was like bum bum. Anyways, yeah, dang, it's yeah, I really love Dang. I think, well, okay, I was just like craving anything from her, honestly, for like so long, and then she just drops like probably like the weirdest song in her discography, and. Not that, like, her other songs, like, aren't, like, weird and, like, aren't, like, kind of, like, out there in terms of, like, pop and whatever. But, like, I mean, she literally has a, what's it called? So she has a, oh, what is it? Oh, she's a back, like, she has a bagpipe solo in the middle of her album. Like, and, like, yeah, I mean, it's chill. I mean, not that it's, like, not that she's changing the world with that, but, like, you know, like, so, for her to, like, drop this, well, it kind of, it makes sense it's separate from the album, because the album's, like, super warm, and, like, it just it doesn't fit, like, that just doesn't fit the vibe, but, like, it kind of got, it got released within its, like, release cycle. I presume she's gonna be doing, like, what's it called, a deluxe, so that's kind of why I'm assuming, you know, the whole, like, I'm assuming there's gonna be more after this, but, yeah, but her, like, low-key, if I were to get one of her shirts, I would get the Goose Information shirt, just because it's very it's very nicely crafted. It recalls to her screaming at geese in the middle of, she, like, went to, like, a pond and just, like, screamed at geese during, like, quarantine. just, like, as part of, like, a Zoom, like, live stream. I think it was for, I don't remember what it was for. It was for A.G. Cook's Apple and 7G release, like, Zoom release thing. Because for some reason, that, whatever. Yeah, I wish we got a full, whatever. But anyways, yeah, I'm gonna start playing Pin by Grimes before the next show starts, and if George is coming today, then I highly implore you to listen to George's show, because they are amazing. Former Melismaniac over here. So I'm just gonna play Pin, and that's where I'm gonna leave it. So have a good week, and yeah, this is WMFO. This is California Basement, 9 to 10 a.m. Let's see if I'm back next week. Happy October. Bye.